Roger, Voyager 1, Mission Control, over.
Mission Control, Voyager 1, you're loud and clear now. Good readable, go ahead.
I can't hear him at all, Vandenberg. I can hear him off fairly well on my radio, but I can't hear him on yours.
And I look at my gear, can you use him enough to talk to him right now?
Yeah, we can hear him well, we can hear him well. We'll go ahead in this way, it may get a little feedback. We got you good on our receiver, Dick. Apparently he can't hear our transmitter. Any priority traffic of any kind, otherwise we've got a couple of people like to talk to you, over.
Roger, negative priority traffic. We're in the middle of a recovery scenario for Edwards, over.
Roger, let's see, it's here.
Together, and we can turn and take them on together.
understand, Dick. My personal feeling and that of the flight surgeon is that you should not, repeat, not attempt any walking. And I think you would look kind of silly being carried on a stretcher to take the Barazat from underneath the wheel well. Over.
I can walk away from it. I've been able to walk away from most of my landings. And this ought to be no exception, over.
Yeah, all right. So, as I said, I'm not going to argue. I may persuade, but I'm not going to argue. I just think you should bear in mind that last time your knees were a little weak, which is twice the time, and it would look really silly to fall down. Over.
Yeah, I may feel kind of silly also.
Roger, I think we had enough back over Gina's little silliness with the knees last time without you repeating it. I mean, that's really ridiculous. Over.
Roger that. Well, we'll make sure that I'm in good shape and can walk around with the immediate supervision of somebody before I do that. But I feel it's very important that those Barazats be reviewed properly. We had problems with Barazat activities in the past, and I want to make sure we don't have it again.
I understand the importance, Dick. I really do. And I'm sure that we'll do everything to help you if it is possible. You also must trust us enough to tell us how you're feeling and don't give us a surprise. Please do not give us a surprise. That would be worse than anything. Over.
Roger that. But tell you what, we're going to have to break this off right now. Get the weather guys in here. We're going to do that pretty bad again. Level, which has been
Roger one.
Hi. This is
weather.
3 hours now turned a little vicious and hot. So, I need to try to figure out some way to do that. The moon is going to be up here in another minute, good enough so I can actually see what I'm driving through here. Maybe we can make an altitude adjustment, but it is getting kind of mean, over.
Okay, if I read you right, we're at 12,500. Everything terrible. Is that correct? Over.
Okay, I'm, say that again, over.
As I read you, you're at 12,500, experiencing turbulence. Is that correct? Over.
I just say that I had been experiencing light turbulence, and now I'm experiencing moderate turbulence. My flight level is, in fact, 12,500 feet. The sun is coming up, and I noticed that layer that was beneath us, the stratus, is not the stratus, but it looks like a Q layer, and it's gone scattered. And it looks like it's, now that I can see that it may end up here in another 10 miles, so maybe we'll just wait and ride that out. But I'd like your counsel on how to find us some smooth air. Go ahead.
Okay, I would suggest that, as far as I could see here from the satellite imagery, that the deck of clouds extending out the peninsula, that you would probably be better off going to a little higher altitude. Seems to me like the tops in that area be running somewhere between 12 and 14,000. Over.
Okay, the tops are at about 11,000. Yeah, maybe 11 or 12,000 feet. And there are no clouds above that at all. No clouds at all above it. But that thing has gone broken now. It's broken and scattered. And it looks more cumulus than it does stratus. And maybe that's the reason for the turbulence. Right, the initial onset of it. But it looks like the Q will re-end here in about another 10 miles. Or just right ahead of me. So I'm thinking maybe I'll just wait it out and see if we can, maybe we can get the turbulence to subside a little bit by just waiting at straight level. I'm surprised that I am in turbulence, because I would have thought I'd been in really smooth air. But maybe you can explain the reason for the turbulence. Go ahead.
Dick, yeah, that's that weak tropical wave. It isn't very extensive as far as cloudiness goes that you're crossing through now. However, that combined, I believe, with the landmass up ahead, be causing a little bit of more convective activity. Even though you don't have any cumulus clouds, would still be causing some turbulence for you. So I think the next alternate, going a little bit higher, would be
could guide it through at your present altitude. Over.
Okay, I'll stay here and run another few miles. But, yeah, we're going to have to do something about this, either climb or descent, or turn left and right. I was wondering what you're seeing. Did you see the end of this, deck that you've been flying over for a while, right now? And, can you claim my position to the cloud? Over.
It looks to me like the cloud could extend up to around, to the north. It wouldn't stay because they extend out to about central Nicaragua. And southward into Panama, so that your present course is probably your best course, over.
All right, did you see the termination of the deck below me now, over?
Okay, if you can see the termination of the deck below you, you have about a degree or so of clearer weather before you encounter the main cloud band, over.
You mean I'm going to encounter another cloud band ahead, over?
This cloud band is the one actually that's hugging the coast, and you have about roughly about 90 miles of fairly clear weather before you encounter the edge of that. And it looks to me like the situation should be similar with what you just experienced, over.
Okay, I understand now that cloud bank, and I'm going to run 90 miles in relatively clear air before I encounter another one before we get to the peninsula. Is that telling?
Yes, you have a relatively clear area ahead of you for a while before encountering the band that's associated with the cloudiness of the peninsula. Over.
Okay, fine. I show a 200 mile run to the peninsula. Over.
Could you repeat that again? Over.
I saw a 200 mile, I say again, 200 nautical mile run to the I'm sure you can see it up here. A 200 mile run on it to the peninsula, go ahead.
Okay, that's correct, and about half of that distance you should be in a relatively clear air. Last jump will be just above a cloud deck, over.
Okay, I understand that. Does the clear area necessarily mean smooth air, or can I run another 200 miles of turbulence? Go ahead.
I believe that the, I don't see any reason for any turbulence once you cross over where your present position is until you encounter the next cloud deck. And you might experience a little bit of turbulence after that, over.
Okay, I just wondered if I was running next to something left or right that I maybe could turn and alter my course. It may help, that may help some for smooth air.
I don't see any reason for altering the course. It looks to me like the present course, straight for your crossing of the peninsula is your best bet, over.
Okay, roger, roger. I understand I can't, you don't see any reason to improve my ride by left or right track alteration. Yeah, possibly a climb, but I don't think I want to climb any higher than what I am right now. I would consider going lower until I saw the cumulus clouds below me, and I don't think I'm going to do that, over.
Okay, yes, I would suggest that, like I said, the best thing would be a short climb, and if you don't want to do that, I think at your present altitude, you might experience more turbulence later on. However, I think there should be an area where you should be losing it pretty shortly.
Minutes, and if it continues, then I'll have to do something about it. It's just, yeah, it's not what I like at all.
Okay. Weather is out. Over.
Roger, roger.
The Voyager 1, this is Mission Control. Len Snellman was here, and he's going to go back and look at the charts again to make sure that you have the best option. Over.
Roger, roger. Do you need my position, over?
Affirmative. We'd like your position now, if it's okay. A semi. Negative. We do have your position. We do have your position now, over.
Roger. Yeah, 80 degrees, 32 minutes, and that ought to fix it pretty good, because we're on track direct to our destination.
Roger, understand. We have your position. at this time. Is there anything else you need, Dick, over?
I was right in the middle of doing something else, I think.